This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, it's Auto Talk Radio on this wonderful Saturday morning in December. Psh, it's going to be Christmas before you know it.
Yeah, it was chilly this morning.
Week and a half.
46 degrees? Too cold.
I think it was colder than that in Escondido, I'll be honest with you.
That's what it said on my phone.
Mighty chilly.
Yeah, it was cold.
Said that on your phone?
Yeah.
Said 46 degrees?
Yeah.
You got to be looked at and it's like, hey, go back to bed. It's 46 degrees. Yeah, it says 44 in Escondido right now. Yeah. Chilly Billy.
Yeah.
We could almost call that winter.
Yes.
That is winter here. That's for sure. Very, very, very cold.
Yeah. This is the only cold I know because I grew up in California.
This is the only cold I know.
Yeah.
Haven't you been snowboarding or something?
Yeah, I have.
It's super cold sometimes.
But like Big Bear. I've only been to Big Bear and Mammoth.
Oh, that's it. Walsh. Yeah, but I've been to Big Bear and Mammoth when it's like wind blowing negative 10 degrees snowboarding.
No, I have been in Big Bear that one night like that or a day like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell Brendan's back. He lights up the little soundboard like different colors and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas, so I have to do it. Reminds me of like Buddy the Elf in the elevator pressing all the buttons.
Is that Christmas orange then?
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, that's more Halloween, but.
Okay. You know what?
Paul's going to treat.
Critique.
Cartique. Or nice. I thought he was going to say trick or treat.
And good talk to you.
Go fall.
Paul's always trick or treating. So today's Cartiquing the board.
Yeah.
Anyway, all good. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. Today we're talking about
drones. No.
It's a big thing. I could take one of those things apart. Should land it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they put all the flashing lights on them if they don't want people to see them.
Well, that's the thing. It's aliens.
It's not very smart.
But it's got lights that are the same as an airplane.
I heard they're the size of a Volkswagen. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you could get one and drive it.
Yeah.
You could. You
just got to adjust the valves every.
How much does it cost when you crash one of those things?
Yeah, probably a lot.
It's expensive.
It's probably another reason why they're not shooting them out of the sky. You don't want Volkswagens landing on houses.
No, that's a terrible idea. Yeah. You got to get them over the ocean.
Yeah.
Put them down. Excuse me. Yes. So that's very, who knows?
Yeah, sorry.
It's very sidetracking that we're going on, whatever that is. So, yeah. Yeah, please land your Volkswagen drone safely. That's a statement from here. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. But we are talking about reasons that cars break down, which is probably more important to me than a drone flying by.
That is true.
Yeah, but all good. You can give us a call, though, this morning. Anything, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You know, I just noticed, like, they took down all the little signs that have the phone number.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing I know it by heart.
They usually have it right there.
I was going to say, good job on that part there, too.
No, I just looked over. I was like, where's the sign that has the phone number here?
I remember the very first show you did on our station. You kept saying the other radio station's phone number over and over. I'm like, no, it's the other
one. The good news is it's been so long that I don't remember that one anymore. So the one here is 888-344-1170. See, I got that right. Right, yeah. Brendan?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. There you go. So call now before a drone lands in your driveway. Anything automotive related. Let's see what Fred's got going on. Good morning, Fred. How are you today?
Oh, no. I did it again. Hold on.
What'd you do?
It's a tech issue. Hold on.
It's red now, though.
I know. It's my fault. I forgot to do something in your studio. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, no.
I know.
All right. Well, okay. Hang tight, Fred. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Brendan messed up something. Who knows what? Again, you let this guy take a sick day, and then next thing you know, the whole studio falls apart. All right, go for it.
Wrong station.
So yeah, exactly. I forget to do that all the time. So yeah, yeah. I know. This is what you call live on the air.
Yeah. And we're back.
Hey, Fred, how you doing this morning? Still can't hear us.
He still? I changed it. I
thought. Or he can hear us, but we can't hear him.
Right, this show's starting off really good. Hang tight, Fred. Just one moment. We don't know what Brendan's doing over here. He's breaking things. Things aren't good. It's all good. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, we got you now, finally. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. We don't have drones in Florida, so we can't blame that little park on
there. You go.
And something tells me if we did have drones, either the governor or some of the boys up in the panhandle would be doing something about it rather quickly.
Yeah, they'd have probably been shot down by now. So
yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's been a few months since I touched base. I think it was back in June or July. I got a vehicle in 2015. Lexus ES300H. Mm-hmm. I bought it from the owner. The owner had it a year. He did all the scheduled maintenance on it. I picked this car up about 2 years ago in California when I was living there. And I immediately started getting it serviced at your shop in Kearney Mesa. Last thing I did before I drove it across the country was the comprehensive inspection, and I got the struts and shocks changed out because it hit, well, it just hit 125. Gotcha. It hit 100 before I left. And my question is this, and the good news is I finally found a shop that does what you do at your shops, Brian, which is a digital vehicle inspection with, mm-hmm. you know, with the camera photos, red, yellow, green lights.
Perfect.
And so I'm pretty pumped about that because I have like a little vibration issue in the front end, which I'm sure they'll figure that out. But my question is this, you know, this car with 125,000 on it, there's nothing wrong with it. The, mm-hmm. the last thing, in fact, I had done was I had the air conditioning system inspected. Nothing wrong. All they had to do was top off the refrigerant. It was just amazing. And one of the perks to this vehicle is it's got the ventilated seats that blow the cold air up.
Very nice.
It's a big plus out here. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm on this forum on Facebook, which has some good information and some not so good information. But yeah. With the amount of miles that are on this vehicle, I'm wondering if there's anything that I should do in furtherance of just getting the inspections done when there's problems like belts or hoses or even like, an alternator or something else that could fail at a moment's notice? Or is it better to just wait and let it break?
Well, I mean, a lot of those things like you did speak of, like alternators, things like that, components. What's that?
It's a hybrid.
But there's really no, they could last for forever. That's the point I was going to make about those parts. Okay. So as far as I wouldn't arbitrarily be replacing those. I mean, things like belts, yeah, for sure. Mileage, we do those on. And just doing the regular servicing, you know, as you know, we recommend to service the transmission a little earlier than Lexus does, staying on top of that, the servicing stuff. But other than that, no, there's nothing really specific that I would recommend to replace. You know, just, the only component that often I'll recommend is, but we keep an eye on it with the battery tester, but the batteries, you know, you get up around 5 or 6 years, the battery is definitely on its way to needing replaced. So, but that's a wearable item, just like brakes. So checking it regularly in when it's in for service can tell you how it's surviving.
Yeah, I had that done about a year and a half ago where I took it, they tested it and said, well, it's starting to go. But ironically, it's probably because it's a Lexus, the battery was 8.5 years old.
Whoa, yeah, it made a long time. That's a good run for a battery.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. One last thing.
Sure.
I owe you an apology, Brian, because last call I made, I had a question on whether or not I had a timing belt or a timing chain, and you offered for me to reach out to you through email, and it just slipped my mind. But I did find out my vehicle's got a timing chain.
Yep.
So that's good news.
There you go. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that either. So until, you know, unless the guides start to make a little noise or something like that, then we address that. But otherwise, timing chain should, you stay on top of the oil changes in that. They last you a very long time.
Yeah, and those cars don't ever have chain issues.
No, they don't really have chain problems at all. Yeah, so you're good to go as far as that goes. There's one thing you definitely don't have to worry about.
Okay, well, hey, thanks very much for your time. I've been out here 7 months in Florida now. Couldn't make the Teddy Ball this year, but hope to make it next year.
Well, yeah, we welcome you back for that anytime, man. And great to talk to you. Glad things are going well.
Thanks again.
Take care, Fred.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Bye-bye. So, and of course, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. Yep. So we're heading that direction. What are you getting for Christmas, Brendan? New car?
No.
You want me to call Shelly and ask her if you're allowed to have a new car for Christmas?
Definitely not a new car. I don't think she would be up for more debt that we're in right now. No, just more debt. We're not in that.
Yeah. Well, you got to save up for the next child.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm with her. I think you're due. You're ready for another one. You got to grow the team.
You mean the Nissan Rogue is not good?
Not a car. I'm talking about another child.
Oh, another child.
I thought he was deflecting.
Deflecting. Talking about Nissan Rogue.
Like, no.
Nissan. Sure, the little Rogue is doing just fine.
Yeah. I actually got so much done with it last week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. We got brake fluid exchange, coolant exchange. What else? The brake pads, they were running low, so they switched those. Except for the back one. They said that back one's the exact same as it was last time, but the front one's...
The backs on a lot of cars don't wear near as much.
Okay, gotcha.
So they just do light braking versus the front is where all the weight is, too, the engine, all that. So
the bad news, unfortunately, was they found a small crack in the... what is it called? It's on the side. It's near the tire axles. I'm trying to remember what
it's not called. Control CV arm boot?
Control arm. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, control arm bushings go on those cars.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah. So there's this very small crack. He said, "You could try. We can try fixing it later because I know you've been waiting on this car for so long because I had so much done to the car as it was in terms of just maintenance stuff. So I got it done. So
keep a good eye on those.
I sure
go
will.
From there.
I sure will.
Yep. So there you go. Back on the road and safe and sound.
On the road again.
Good stuff. All right, folks, give us a call here, just like Fred, at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk on the Answer San Diego 1170.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. there's a commercial for Air Pocket Pro. And the lady walks out. She's like, "Oh, I got a flat tire." And she just pulls out of her purse Air Pocket Pro. Yeah. I keep it with me everywhere I go.
I keep an air compressor in my purse.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
Available at Walmart.
It'd be more realistic if she opened the trunk and got it out.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
And you know?
Yeah, not her purse. Just saying. iPhone. Oh, there it is. Air compressor.
Air compressor in my purse. Yeah, right where I left it.
Yeah.
It's all good. Very handy to have, though, if you have a flat tire.
They are handy.
So, busy week this week, man. I'll tell you what, the Escondido store, we're building this big retaining wall and creating a larger parking lot.
Yeah.
A much larger parking lot in the back, making good use of all the property there. But working around all that is super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, yeah, you know. But got to get it done, right?
Yeah, I felt bad when I misunderstood the construction guy. He's like, "Oh, I need to shut off the water to protect the main." I thought he said there's a broken main. Oh, told you, and you went flying down the stairs.
Yeah, Paul was very helpful.
I'm like, sorry.
I think there's a broken water main. A what?
Just beelined out of your office.
It will be nice when that's all done, though. We will have a lot more parking there, which we have needed for years. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yep. Good stuff.
Put some lifts out there. No.
In the gravel? Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be gravel?
That part is. Yeah, it's just going to be for parking.
Oh.
So, It will be very helpful,
yeah,
to say the least. You know, you can't, property's at a premium in Southern California, period. So, you know, like if you ever look like some of the shops like in Arizona or Texas or whatever, they got these humongous areas of parking, you know, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. We don't have that because every square inch counts here.
Yeah.
They want to put something on. So,
yeah, you notice like when the dealerships, when they grow, they start going up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, nowadays, I mean, that's pretty much what you do here. Yeah. You like create Lexus a big dealer, big parking garage. Yeah. Yeah.
Or
Mercedes and Escondido, that big, yeah, big building they just built.
Porsche and Carlsbad, they got a big.
Same, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stack them.
Yeah. Well, you got to have some place to put the cars, right?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
So, and if you build a parking structure, you can put a lot of cars on the same footprint.
Yeah.
So, all good stuff for sure. But yeah, 1-888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Give us a call here. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Do you want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified for smog, taking care of folks up in North County Inland there for over 30 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Taking care of folks out there in East County now for well over 12 years. Boy, fun fly. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks over there for well over 7 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks right over here in the Golden Triangle for well over 5 years. And of course, our newest addition, but not that new, almost 2 years now, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there for almost 2 years, like I said. All of us here at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. For one simple reason, we truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Of course, get your vehicle in and we'll get you taken care of. Speaking of that, if you're having a drivability concern, transmission shifting concern, cooling system concern, AC, whatever it is, get your vehicle into us and get it diagnosed properly. That way, you know, you're not throwing unwanted parts at vehicles. We see this all too often. So the best way and the best money spent is on a certified technician at a quality facility like the West Automotive Group to keep your vehicle diagnosed and repaired right the first time. So let's get your get it in, get it diagnosed properly. Prevents unwanted parts replacement for sure. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home along with low-cost rental vehicles at our partners there at all five locations. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and we send out little tips and tweets that have to do with your cars and things like that. Good stuff. You can also check out the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News, or Auto Talk Radio podcasts right from our website, westautomotivegroup.com. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com also. So all good stuff as far as that goes. All right, let's see what Bodie's got going on. What's going on, Mr. Bodie?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for the other day. I was impressed by you, your employees, and your shop.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I've seen some shops that literally they're a nightmare.
Those are out there for sure. There's no question about that.
Oh, this one shop locally, I swear to God, I wouldn't take my roller skates there.
Yeah, I've seen those before, so I'm amazed that somebody would leave their car in a place like that, but some people do.
Yeah, and you see them walking all that grease and grime and then get in the car without booties and just like,
yeah. Yeah, not a good idea.
No, not a good idea. And I wanted to compliment you on all your employees look sharp. You're very friendly. And when I was moving around the shop, everybody was like, hey, can I help you? Can I help you?
that's what it's all about, you know, taking care of folks and doing that. No reason for auto repair to be an unpleasant experience. Exactly. Most people don't want to spend money on it, but you know, get you taken care of, get you in, and get you back on the road. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, the shop was clean. You know, I was going over the paperwork, and I'm going to ask a dumb question. Going over, I did not see a thermostat on the new car. I'm assuming they put one in, right?
You didn't see a what?
I didn't see the thermostat listed on the paperwork.
Oh yeah, no. So all of that comes with that. We put a Jasper engine in that car, so. Yeah, there's definitely a new thermostat, water pump, everything's on there. But it comes with the motor. So there's no additional charge. That's why there's not a line item for it.
And then got thanks, clean shop, coaching. Oh, do you? I've got a friend of mine, and him and his wife been in business about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And I call them up to see what they're doing for the holidays. And she said, "Oh, we're in negotiations for the shop. So they're going to sell the shop, you know, but it's probably going to take a month or two to work out the deal."
Uh huh. So your friend is selling a repair shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's 5 bays, 4 mechanics. His wife runs the front office, and. Do you hire yourself for coaching or consulting in that kind of situation?
I used to work for a company that I did some consulting back in the day as far as that goes, but I haven't done it in quite a while. I got so busy with everything we have going on that makes it tough, you know, with 5 locations.
Yeah.
So
is there some place he can go to find out about, you know, how to, you know, they're smart mechanics, but they may not know the structure or the psychology of selling a business.
Yeah, well, there are people that broker businesses. There is a guy in San Diego here. His name is if he's still doing it, he might be retired now. His name was Hal Jinky, but he worked for a company that and he was a business broker. That's all he did was sell. And the reason I know about him is I would reach out to him all the time when we were looking, starting out, when we did El Cajon and Curdy Mesa, and just ask him, you know, is there anything out there? What's out there? So as far as that, so he helped with some deals here and there. So, yeah, he is well-versed on selling a business.
Okay.
So that would be my best advice for somebody like that. You know, obviously they've been in the automotive business, but they're not used to selling a business, and that's a whole different thing. Right.
Oh yeah, it's a whole different thing. And what's the guy's name or the business?
His name's Hal. You know what? I'll have to look it up. Yeah, but if you shoot me a email or whatever, or your friends, I'll be happy to send him the information.
Yeah, and then. Okay, that's coaching question. Oh, and then I want to put an alarm in there. How much would that cost, you think?
You know what? I don't know. Off the top of my head, what's one of the Viper alarms cost?
I mean, if it just goes to like a stereo shop,
yeah,
probably $300.
Yeah, there you go, $300, $400, something like that, probably to put a good one in.
Okay. All right.
All
and
right.
Then, oh, I also wanted to compliment you on your posture, because when I met you years ago, you used to slouch.
Uh huh.
And now I notice you're straight up.
Well, it depends on how tired I am that day. But thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I coach a lot of people. One of the things they teach them on is proper alignment, like on a car. Your body needs to be in alignment so your digestive system, your lungs work, your spine works. So, my kudos to you, sir.
Everything's an integral part. I do agree.
That's the perfect wording.
There you go.
All right. Stay well, gentlemen.
You too, my friends.
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
Oh,
okay.
Tell him to keep me on air, please.
Will do.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. There you go. I put him back on hold. I know how to operate this board.
Yeah, you don't keep, need keep me
Brendan,
anymore.
Keep Brendan away from it. That way we know
he
it's
was
working.
He was in a noisy coffee shop there.
Yeah, he hangs out. He hangs out at Starbucks or someplace.
I heard a baby.
Yeah,
you did hear a baby.
Russell, is that you?
Were you trying to determine what's in the background? What's in the background? It's a guess, as far as that goes. Yeah, I'll know. Very interesting for sure.
Did you want me to read the car shows that we
yeah,
have?
Yeah, do you have
quick?
Some?
I do have two in San Diego. Did you want me to read the ones in LA? There's a whole bunch, but
no.
Okay,
no.
So we'll just focus on LA. All right. So obviously, Cars and Coffee. It's the third Sunday of the month, which is it now? I think it is. Yeah, it is because it's the 15th. Because it was the first, the 8th, now it's the 15th.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
So Cars and Coffee over at San Diego Automotive Museum. And of course, you get to see some really cool cars in there. Brand new programs coming in 2025. They have a, do you remember Cajon Speedway?
Yep.
They're implementing a brand new, what do you call it? Exhibit. They're going to be opening a brand new exhibit.
Speedway cars?
Yeah. Specifically from Cajon Speedway, too. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's going to be a permanent.
Those will be, Cajon Speedway's been gone for years.
Exactly, yeah. So,
did you ever make it out there?
As a little child, yes, but I moved around so much because I was a military brat, so we moved around everywhere in the country. So,
gotcha.
I unfortunately, if I stayed here in San Diego, I would have gone a lot more often. But I was again a little child at that.
So time, I used to go out there all the time when I was younger.
Would you go?
Not
you ever
as
gone
a kid,
racing?
But as a young adult, huh?
Yeah. Would you ever go racing on the track yourself too, or no?
No, but I did go out with Dave Stahl.
Yeah.
And we, this is back when Dave worked for me, and we ran these legacy cars. We got to run them around the track and have a good time with them. Yeah.
I think Dave had some funny stories off the air about it. I'll have to tell you later about
I've known Dave for so long. It's crazy.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And the last one I have for you, Dave Stahl actually interviewed these guys. I want to say it was last week, actually. It's the Cars for Cause in Alpine, the second annual car show holiday fiesta, which is benefiting Autism Society of San Diego. And that's going to be over in Casino Inn Bar and Grill in Alpine, California. So Santa will be there. There'll be raffles, activities, a toy drive, music, food, trophies, and so much more. It looks like you could still register vehicles. You'll just have to pay $5 extra now for it, but that's not bad. And again, all the proceeds go to Autism Society of San Diego. So a very, very good cause for sure. And those guys have a very, very interesting background. There is a podcast on The Answer San Diego. If you look up Dave Stahl, you'll find the show about the this car show and the background behind it and why the gentleman is doing what he's doing. So
very cool.
It's very, very nice.
Sure, it's a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. So there you go, folks. Get out there and enjoy the car shows. Paul will be.
Yep.
He'll be making his rounds. Keep an eye out for him.
I don't know if I mentioned it. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2, that one. So.
Up too early, 10 a.m. Can't make it.
Not on Sunday, huh? That's sleeping day.
No.
Sunday is like my favorite day. Nobody calls. Nothing's going on.
I'm gonna change that. No, I'm just kidding.
I was just gonna say hundreds of calls are gonna come in tomorrow.
No. You can actually cell phones. You can actually turn the ringer off.
Yeah.
You don't even know that they're coming in.
Wow, I did not know.
Yeah, it's super great. Super great. You can ignore the world if you want to.
Yeah.
I do it often. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of times I look like, oh, it's Paul calling. Don't answer it.
Don't answer.
It's all good. It's all good.
By the way, does Dave Stahl have a daily voicemail? It's weird because I'll call him on Sundays and he'll go, hey, this is Dave Stahl. And by the way, if you're calling on a Sunday, you know that I'm on the radio. So make sure you're tuning in. Anyways, leave a message.
I think it's the same voicemail all the time.
Oh, okay. But he changes it.
He just says things like that.
Yeah, because I call him on Friday. Oh, no, it was Saturday morning because I had a question about his podcast. And it goes, hey, if you're calling me between this time, you know I'm on KUSI, so I can't talk to you right now. That's not a very good Dave Stahl impression.
Oh, maybe he does change it up. I don't know.
I think he does.
I don't call him very often. So. If I called him, I had to talk to him. So, and if you want to talk to him, you just listen to him on the radio and he'll do all the talking. He does a lot of talking.
He still comes by the shop a lot.
Yes, he does.
Yes, every Friday he stops by to say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always, in Escondido, yep. Yep, cruising around. So, hey, Mr. Like, Dave.
Last time we talked, you were building a wall over in Oceanside.
Escondido.
Oh, Escondido. Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
I was just talking about that. I don't know where you were.
I was on the phone with all these callers here.
Oh,
sorry,
that's
about
true.
That.
All of them?
So the wall's finished.
No. It's like a 3-month project.
Oh, okay.
They got bulldozers and removing rocks and really cool stuff going on.
Nice. Now, is this interfering with the parking or like the shop itself? Like,
not the front, no. Okay. We did have to rent a lot that we moved all the cars from the back.
Okay.
So to this lot, and we're running back and forth with them, but it's fine. I mean, it is what it is. We were lucky enough to find a lot real close by, the fenced in and secure. So
good.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. And again, it's only for temporarily.
Anyway, oh, yeah. And then the parking's going to be tripled what we had.
Nice.
Yeah, make it so much better experience getting in and out of there.
Oh, so you're... Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. We discussed that already. Never mind. Okay. Nice.
Yep, yep,
nice.
Yep. So, yeah, it'll be really good. It really will. So they're all set up. You know, Lila's looking very happy. She's our pit bull there. She loves the extra space, so she's running up and down the hills and having a good old time. Yeah. So it's all good. But happy dog.
Yep.
Happy dog. As long as you don't jump over the fence in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
She may not be happy then.
Yeah.
So, but all good. She's out doing her job. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego, 1170.
On the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Look at that. They donated some big money to Trump's inaugural fund. Some people you wouldn't think would, huh?
Well, I think now, I mean, they're...
Big tech folks?
Well, now they're just president.
They'd be nice.
Oh, you know, now it's time to be nice.
Yeah, maybe we could use a favor later.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I hope this is going to be a great 4 years. I think it's going to be.
I think so. I think we should be
even
okay.
Cars are going to be happier.
Yeah. Yeah. Easier to make them.
yeah, that's for sure. It's all good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Does Bodie have another question? No. Okay, he's just listening. Okay, I just want to make sure. Well, you put auto question on there.
I'm sorry, I'll put that off now.
Yeah, please remove that. I don't know what you are doing. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, also a battery for every need. The highest quality batteries out there, no question about it. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get in. We'll get you an Interstate appointment and get you an Interstate battery installed to your vehicle. They are the highest quality and number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So good stuff. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every single need. Good stuff. So anyway, Brendan's got an Interstate battery in his car.
I surely do.
You surely do.
And it was my battery went out... I want to say 2 months ago, under warranty, got it replaced.
There you go.
Simple done.
Sometimes that does happen.
Yep.
Probably because you were four-wheel driving your car off-road and bounced it around too much.
If I can be honest with you, I think it's because... No.
Well, I don't want you to lie to me.
Yeah, but I think... No, I have a dash cam on my car.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, because it's motion censored, I'm wondering, people walk by in my neighborhood all the time.
Oh, you think it's turning on all the time?
Yeah.
That could kill it.
You should have hooked the power to when only the car is on that it senses.
Well, the thing is...
Somebody hooked it up wrong.
No.
Actually, that's probably the way, because even if you have no power when you crash, they want it to videotape it.
Yes. And then on top of that, the reason why I got the dash cam in the first place was because in an old neighborhood that I was living in, someone stole my license plates off of my car. So I wanted to make sure...
So you wanted to get a picture of the people stealing your license plates?
Yeah, because at least I have evidence on who it could be or what kind of car they were driving, that sort of thing. So... but now I have I forgot what they call. I think they called it camo screws or something like that, where it's a specific screwdriver that can only unscrew the,
the license plates.
Now,
you went way out there.
I did. Yeah, those screws cost me a half of my arm, basically.
So half of your arm for a screw?
Basically, okay. Yeah.
You just rev it on there.
Leave that alone.
excuse me. I would like to point out four screws, okay?
Okay, four screws.
Two in the back, two in the front. So.
Well, there you go, you know. All good stuff.
I should have came up with the idea. Special screws?
Special screws to prevent your license plates from being stolen.
$40
$40 you paid for them?
Yeah.
Boy, they saw you coming. I could have made you some of those with a grinder.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm like, here it's a, yeah,
$40 for screws.
It's a B for Bauer socks. Bam. Yeah. you got the B screwdriver.
That's right. That's right. You're gonna have to come up with
Brian. I'm just letting you know, you might be in a different industry soon.
I'm gonna make my own screws and sell them for $6.99 a piece. Better than $10 a piece. It'll save you way more money.
There you go.
See, for $28 instead of $40, you could add four B screws.
He could keep his slogan still. We never put money ahead of people.
That's right. We're saving you money. Yeah. That's right.
We will not screw you. I don't know if I can say that.
You just did.
I think you could totally.
All right. Well, we were talking about, you know, hardware.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, well, there's all kinds of things for cars out there, I should say. So, yes, I can understand where you could buy special screws for lots of money if you wanted to. So, are they very shiny?
No, they're
not even shiny.
No, they're.
I'd expect them to be at least like chrome plated or something.
No, no, they're black colored. So.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I actually spent $50 on two screws.
See? Okay. For what? So there we go. My point exactly.
Yeah, for my timing cover that's leaking.
Oh yeah, well, those are updated to prevent the leak from happening.
There's just two of them.
Yeah, but there's only one place to get them too.
Yeah, there is.
That would be Porsche.
Yeah.
Porsche.
Yeah.
Anyway. Paul drives a fancy car.
Does it need a particular screwdriver with it too? Or?
No. Oh,
okay.
Every screw needs a particular screwdriver. No, just
I
know, so you know.
But what I mean is, mine is a specific kind where there's
yours are like anti-theft screws. Exactly. That's what they're called.
Yeah, anti-theft screws.
Mine takes Torx. But yeah, there you go. Most mechanics have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a good way to would be the tamper-proof Torx that have the little pin sticking out. You could have put those in the license plate too. Yeah, because most people don't carry those around with them.
Tweakers don't have those.
Tweakers don't have those tools usually. Yeah, they cost extra money. So
why would you steal a license plate either?
Put it on a car if you're going to do something nefarious. I mean,
it's also very common when you get closer to the border too. You know.
What are you trying to say?
there's drug dealers and stuff like that.
Oh, drug dealers stole your license plates.
Well, I don't know. I just hear stories all the time.
I
thought they needed like aluminum money, you know?
Well, maybe that too.
Cans and a couple of license plates.
That'd be a lot of license plates. And they're not aluminum anyway.
I was going to say too, like, why of all cars, my car specifically? Because all the rest of all the cars next to my car.
They were going to use your license plates, put it on a car and rob someplace or something.
Exactly.
Probably.
You know what drives me crazy? When I'm behind a car and I see people, they put their registration sticker on, like, super sideways, or they're like stacked
just
up.
Like you don't care, right? Like they didn't care when they put it on. Just
me.
Like,
they didn't take the license plate off and like set it right. I don't know the weird stuff that bugs me on the road. It's like it's on the middle of the plate.
You could actually get a ticket if you put it on the wrong side, you know, like to put the month on the right.
I've seen that too.
You do that, that's against the rules too. You get in trouble for that.
Oh, see, my pet peeve is when they put it inside the car, like on the back dashboard area, that back area.
Oh, their license plate, you mean on the, oh.
Yeah, I hate that.
You can get a ticket for that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
not displaying the plate correctly.
Yeah, I don't like put it on the front. Even though you're supposed to.
The license plate?
Yeah.
Oh, where do you have yours on the dash?
I don't. On the front? Have it.
You threw it away.
I have it, but
you have one of those digital plates on your car, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Do they make a digital one for the front, too?
No. Well, probably, but that would be
dumb. I was hearing they were going to make that mandatory soon.
Digital plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. I don't know. I got it at the time because I would sometimes like lend my car out to customers if they need to drive it, but I could also track where my car was.
Oh.
By the license plate?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you can.
Yeah, yeah. I can put it on valet mode And then if my somebody moves my car,
you can put your license plate on valet mode.
Yeah. What well, if my heck? Car if my car moves and I'm on, you know, somewhere, then
so it's like putting a GPS on.
Yeah, kind of. I have a GPS on.
That's cool.
But yeah,
that's cool.
Well, and then, oh, and then if it got stolen, I could tell it on my phone and it'll blink stolen.
Really?
On the license plate, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get me one of those now. I'll just mess with it. Loan the truck to somebody and then get stolen.
Loan it to your girlfriend and then put
whole new meaning of swatting, huh? Yeah.
Did you hear the news about the Supreme Court in our state, by the way?
In our state?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They're going to take up a case about the vehicle emission standards in California here very, very shortly. So,
what is the name of the case?
I'm going to take a look and see.
No, you don't have it.
No.
Disappointing.
How to deal with the Clean Air Act.
Yep.
And I don't see a name for it yet.
I think that happens more than you think. There's a lot of people that are not very happy with what's going on with as far as the government.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they can start stop the start and stop. That thing drives me crazy.
Well, does your car have a turnoff for it?
It does.
Oh, okay.
But the time that I forget to do it, it's annoying. I'm like, it shuts off and then.
Yeah, no, I turn mine off all the time. As soon as I get in the car,
yeah,
I usually do. I just don't like it, you know. So anyway,
That's got to be hard on the car too. I always think. I mean, it's designed for.
It's definitely hard on the starter.
Yeah,
I mean, the starter's gonna wear out. You can't keep starting a car over and over again, you know. So anyway, look at there. There's another air compressor you can put in your pocket.
Ooh.
Everybody needs a little. Look at that. There you go.
We're getting sidetracked today with the TV.
TV and the air compressor, tired. Man. Yeah, it's all good. Good stuff. All right, let's see what Gary has going on. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My youngest daughter has a Volkswagen Tigra or Taken or however you pronounce that.
Tiguan.
Tiguana.
Yeah. Funky names. It's a 15, 16, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
She came home the other day and the car got hot and lost a bunch of water and she parked it in her apartment complex. She's driving my old Volvo right now. Can I just bring that in to you guys or do I need to make an appointment or...
You could just bring it in because you're going to have to drop it off. We're going to have to check it out and find out why it's overheating. But yeah, right. And you go out, Gary, you go to El Cajon, don't you? Out to El Cajon?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Ken and them will get you taken care of. But yeah, no, just get it brought in. But be very careful. If it is overheating, I mean, make sure that it doesn't overheat again on the way there. Yeah.
I'm going to have it towed over there.
Yeah, that would be the best because... running them hot can do some damage for sure, and we want to avoid that, obviously. I'm not
going to take a chance on that. But anyway, so I'll get that over with you this week.
Sure. Happy to get you taken care of.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Love the show. All right.
Thanks for listening. Have a safe weekend. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep. Good question, though. That is a good question, though. How do you pronounce it? Tiguana?
I don't know.
Tiga. Yeah. Why did they name it that?
Now you got to make me do more research on top of that.
Yeah.
I found the name of the court case, Diamond Alternative Energy versus Environmental Protection Agency. So that is the name of the court case.
So it's not the Air Resources Board.
No, I don't believe so. Yeah. But
the EPA is a federal.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
But what is it about?
This court case, you mean?
Yeah.
I'll read this whole paragraph very quickly. The justices have also granted review in the Diamond Alternative Energy versus Environmental Protection Agency, a challenge arising from a provision of the Clean Air Act that allows California to seek a waiver of the general bar on the adoption of emission standards by states. The waiver recognizes that California was the only state to regulate emissions before the CAA was enacted. In 2009, California began to set standards to curb greenhouse gas emissions, stepping beyond the localized pollution it had previously regulated. The Environmental Protection Agency granted a waiver, which was then partially withdrawn during the Trump administration and reinstated in 2022. The 2022 waiver allowed the state to set standards to limit greenhouse gas emissions, as well as require all passenger vehicles sold in the state to be zero emission vehicles by 2035.
Oh, that's what they're going after them about.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which is good. Somebody should go after them for that. So there is no way by 2035 we're going to have only zero emission vehicles.
No. None.
But they want to try to only sell those. I do feel that once we get rid of the governor that we have now, that will be a happy day. Mm-hmm. And with the change of federal government, some of those things are going to be reversed.
What I worry about is after the certain governor, who's the favorite to be the next governor? I don't know if you've heard the news on that.
No, I don't.
Do you? Oh, you don't? Oh, no,
I
don't.
I haven't been paying attention.
It's a certain someone that already ran for president.
That could be a million people.
Oh, well, a certain female.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Laughing hyena.
What has been or whatever saying was.
I'm unburdened by what has been. I am unburdened by what has been.
Like, what?
Oh, interesting. I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think? I mean, I don't. Yeah, okay.
So
I don't think that's going to happen. I didn't say she couldn't run. I just don't think it's going to happen that she's going to be governor.
I do kind of frighten a bit when I hear it. Like, I think I twitch more when I hear her name than I do with Tesla. Oh, there's that twitch again.
Oh, there's that twitch again. It's all good. Well,
you said it yourself this time.
I did. Yeah. I did. And lastly, I just wanted to point out.
When does this guy's term end?
2028, I believe, if not 2020.
How many years can you be governor?
I want to say the limit is.
Is it 2 6-year terms?
Yes.
Because he's on his second term for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He got reelected. How? I don't know. Must have been during COVID. So anyway, yeah.
Mail-in ballots.
We do have 3 new auto laws that are coming into place in 2025.
Let's go over those. Those are super cool. So, love auto laws.
January 1st, AB 413 makes it illegal to park a vehicle within 20 feet of any unmarked or marked crosswalk or 15 feet of any crosswalk where a curb extension is present, which means we're going to have a lot less parking spaces all over our city. Mm. So look out for that. SB 1100 makes it illegal for a job posting to require applicants to have a valid driver's license.
Unless like, their job is to drive.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in other words, you can't say if you're hiring at McDonald's to people that take orders and stuff, you can't require them to have a driver's license is what they're saying. And I thought to myself when I read that law,
that's funny.
Why would they require you to have a driver's license for that? Who why did they have to make this law was my question. But you can require if I'm hiring you to drive my delivery truck, I can require you to have a valid driver's license.
Absolutely. But again, I think it's because people nitpick all the time on certain laws. Oh, it doesn't say this word, so we can do this and that sort of stuff. So
true.
That's why
I
should be up to the employer, you know.
It should. Last thing is SB 905 eliminates the locked door loophole, which require prosecutors to prove car doors were locked when a burglary took place. This gives prosecutors more flexibility to address auto burglary and thefts. So that's the last one.
So you had to prove the car was locked?
Correct.
Well, even if the car's not locked, what gives you the right to get in the car and steal it and drive it away?
Again, people nitpick these things. Don't look at me for these answers. I get so angry with this.
I don't really see that as a gray area.
Yeah.
Only, I guess, if you were saying that, he stole my phone out of the center console and didn't take the car, you know, just a phone. But then again, it's my car and the door was closed. What gives you the right to get in there and steal my phone?
It climbed over your 8-foot fence, but the door was unlocked.
The door was unlocked.
Barbed wire and
cheesy Pete's, man. I'll tell you what. I don't know. Some laws are funny.
Yeah.
Oh wow, already, huh?
Yeah, I know.
The party's almost over, and we didn't. Feels like we just got here.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about.
I know the five things.
Yeah.
Well, check engine light's the most common. So there you go.
Yeah.
Why does that happen? Because cars brake. Cars do brake.
Lots of sensors.
And, you know, I've had people ask questions like, why would that happen? Well, because things brake.
Yeah.
It's not broken until it's broken, right?
Yeah.
That's what I always say. You know, one of those things. The good news is we're really good at fixing them.
Yes.
So there you go. You have a problem, get your car in, we'll get it all fixed for you. That's the way it works for sure. Looks like there's a bunch of rain to come across the country.
Not us.
No. Up San Francisco and north.
I think it's going to rain today, I thought. No?
Here?
That's what my phone said.
Oh.
I think your
phone lies to you a lot, Paul.
I was going to say, the weather app on my phone is just completely broken. I've just completely ignored it and just, like,
I didn't say that. Never mind. Now it says
it's going to be sunny.
See what I mean? It's so frustrating.
Then maybe it was mildewy out this morning.
Yeah, I was. You never know.
It's just one of those things for sure. Well, everybody, we appreciate you joining us for Auto Talk Radio. You know what? We will be back live next week for sure, without question. Always fun to go over topics. You know, you can email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com if you have any questions or would like me to address anything for you. That would be super cool. Everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And it's just a better way to drive. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah. It is. Upside down is never fun. It's hard to get the car back on its wheels.
Yeah.
So be safe. Have a great weekend. We will catch you next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.